listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Richard Pope with my wife, Pastor Lucy Pope, from the Word of Truth International Ministries Incorporated. We're so grateful that you decided to join us today, and we know the Lord has a blessing just for you.
But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life, and I got mountains to climb.
Greetings. We just thank God for another opportunity to break the bread of life. I just want to welcome you all to the Word of Truth this morning. Radio broadcast, we just thank God for life, health, and strength. We thank God for the sun that is shining outside. We know there's some rain coming, though, but we need the rain. It makes everything come alive and nice and pretty and green and crisp. We just thank God. I always call rain blessings from above. And y'all know I used to be a farmer. You know I'm going to keep talking about that because that's my path. I love farming. Every time I would irrigate up in Arcadia when I was farming, the crop would do okay. But just one rain, one blessing from the Father above, and everything would perk up and take off. It would be like 2 months worth of watering, irrigating. It would be just amazing the difference overnight. And especially with the soaking drizzle, we call it a farmer's rain. I get excited about that. But yes, we just thank God for another day. There is so much going on in this world right now. But I just have to remind you that Jesus is still the way. He is the truth and he is the life. So I don't care where you are this morning, what you're going through, how your body might be racking with pain this morning, what kind of legal issues you may be facing, what kind of mental issues, what kind of psychological, emotional, physical, whatever you're going through, spiritual, Jesus is the answer. There's no other answer. We can look to our friends, our family, the government. They don't have the answer. I'm sorry. We love them. But we can't put our trust in them because they don't have the answer. The answer is in Jesus. And if you don't know him, if you haven't received him as your Lord and Savior, you need to do that today. At the end of the broadcast, that there will be a prayer of salvation. And you can give your life to Jesus. Start living for him. Start studying his word, meditating, praying, talking to him, communicating with him, just like we're doing right now. You don't have to have no fancy swelling words like Paul said. I didn't come to you with enticing words, swelling words. No, just come to him just as you are and just talk to him just like we are right now. And with the pureness of your heart and the confession of your mouth, he will receive you into the precious kingdom of God. And he will save your soul. But don't let this broadcast end without receiving Jesus. If you don't know him as your Lord and Savior, because he's the only way. He's brought me through so much. I know I wouldn't be sitting here right now if it wasn't for Jesus and his Holy Spirit leading me and guiding me. Many times I want to throw in the towel, but Jesus kept me. His word kept me. The Spirit of God on the inside of me kept me. It strengthened me. It built me up where I was torn down. It propped me up where I was leaning. It gave me the courage to run on to see what the end is going to be. And I know where we're going to end up if we put our trust in the Lord, if we keep the faith, even though it looks real crazy sometimes and it seems like we can't make it. We seem like we've done all we can do and we're at our wits' end. But what I want you to do is tie a knot in that rope this morning and keep on hanging on and just put all your trust, lay all your cares and burdens at the feet of Jesus, at the feet of the cross. Come to the throne of grace where you might obtain mercy. Cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. He cares for you. And I felt led to just share that because I know there's people are hurting in this world right now. People are broken. They're looking for answers. And a lot of them are looking for answers in the wrong places. They're looking for love in the wrong place. Just know that Jesus loves you in the midst of what you're going through, in the midst of your sin. He don't love the sin, but he loves the sinner. But he wants you to be saved. He wants you to be free, redeemed. He paid the price for you to be redeemed, and to be free from that bondage. And where the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. So if you receive him, you will have liberty. You will have freedom. The ropes of bondage will be cut. The chains will fall off in the name of Jesus. Most gracious and eternal Father, we come right now in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds our future in his hands. Lord, we're looking to you this morning for leading and guiding in this word, Lord God. Let them hear none of me, but all of you, led by your spirit, Lord God. Speak, Lord, to your people. Speak to those that don't know you, Lord God. Drawn by your spirit this morning, Jesus. Strengthen and encourage all of us that are holding up the bloodstained banner, Lord Jesus. Strengthen us. Continue to anoint us, Lord, that you will get the glory, the honor, and the praise. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you and we magnify you because you're such a good God. You sit high and you look low. You know everything before we ever come to you. But Lord, we want you. We invoke you to come into our situation. Come into our circumstance. Come into our lives. Lord, forgive us for our sins on this morning, Lord, though they be many. See our greatest need. Our greatest need is to have a close, intimate, personal relationship with you, Lord Jesus, and the Holy Ghost. Lord, we thank you right now for the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Lord, just lead us and guide us in the way you want us to go, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for another day, Lord. We thank you for the journey thus far. Lord, how you've kept us along the way. You've protected us. You've given us guidance and leading through your Holy Spirit comfort. Lord, we just thank you this morning. How the Holy Ghost empowers us to do what you've called us to do. Lord, to tell somebody about Jesus, to tell somebody, to point them to you, Jesus, to point them to you. Lord, we just thank you right now, God, for we ask a special blessing over the bereaved families, Lord, all over this world, all over the universe, Lord God. Touch them, give them peace and comfort, Lord God. You know what it takes, Lord God. Bring peace in the families that are divided, Lord. How the enemy has come in and sown seeds of discord. Lord, bring the families together, Lord, that they can take care of their loved ones and lay them to rest, Father God. Father, we know that you are able to do anything but fail. We come trusting you this morning, Lord God. We come by faith. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, and we're not going to turn around now. Lord, we just thank you for the owners of this radio station, Lord God. Bless them, keep them, continue to provide, Lord God, that your word can go forth on these airwaves, Lord God. The men and women of God who come preaching, teaching, and ministering and singing your songs of praise, Lord. Bless them, anoint them, continue to strengthen them, Father God. Continue to give them provision for the vision. Oh, Father, we just bless you and we magnify you right now. Father God, just bless the community, Lord God. Let this word go forth and creep into the creeps and crevices, the corners and the darkness, Lord God, and bring light, Lord God. Let this seed fall on the fertile soil so the hearts of your people, Lord Jesus. Even let it permeate and penetrate the souls and the hearts of those who don't know you, Lord, and germinate and come to life and bear much fruit. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for all you're doing in this season, Lord. And everything that you're doing, Lord, please don't do it without us, Lord. We want to be a part of it, Lord. We want to be a part of it, Lord. We want to be a part of it to uplift your name, Lord God, to fulfill our assignment, our purpose in the land, Lord Jesus, until you, and so we can occupy until you come. Lord God, we take authority right now over the airwaves in the name of Jesus, and we bind the hand of the enemy that would try to steal the word, that would try to disrupt, divide, that would try to cause confusion and hindrance and delay in your word going forth. Lord God, we just bless right now in the name of Jesus. We magnify you. We glorify you in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. And we just thank God for another opportunity. Because there's some folk we can call on right now. If they're in the wrong place, they would love to hear the word repent one more time. And we have to seek the Lord while he yet may be found. And this morning we're looking at chapter 10 of Romans. And last time we dealt with we dealt with 5, 6, 7. Yeah, and this time we're going to deal with 8, 9, and 10. And we may go a little bit further as the Holy Spirit leads us. And I'm reading from the King James Version, and it reads as thus. But what saith, the word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen, amen, amen. That's good all by itself. Righteousness. Righteousness. We do not need to descend into the abyss for righteousness. Huh? We don't need to go down to the pits of hell. Jesus has already did everything that need to be done on the cross. We can't earn it. Our works is as filthy rags. Our best on our best day. And if you think you've arrived, you just missed the boat. We won't never have arrived, never be have arrived on this side of glory, because we're constantly learning, we're constantly teaching, we're constantly being prepared to go out and tell somebody about Jesus, to minister, to disciple, to lead. We're constantly, but we're pointing them to Jesus. We won't never know it all. This is a continuous process. This is a journey. It's a marathon, huh? It's not a swift thing that you run through and you're done. No, this is continuous until unless Jesus cracked the sky or he called us home. This is a journey. And you're going to be learning and understanding this word. And in the process, you're developing your relationship with Jesus, because Jesus is the word. And if you want to have a relationship with Jesus, you want to know about Jesus, you want to get close to Jesus, you want to have that intimacy, that personal relationship, you have to get in the word. That's the only way you're going to know. And that's how we draw close to him. That's how when we call on him, we're not strangers to him. He knows our voice because we spend time with him. And we trust in him. We put our faith in him. And so this is what Paul is telling the church at Rome. Look, you can't get it by works. You can't get it. What does the word say? What does the word say? This is what he's asking them. The word is nigh unto thee. And putting an end to the foolish questions, the apostle quotes Deuteronomy 30, 12 through 14. The word is nigh unto thee, even in thy mouth and thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. Paul maintains that the true word concerning righteousness of God is near the Jews, because they had memorized the word. The word is nigh thee, huh? It's in your mouth. It's in your heart. And that's what has to happen. The word has to get down in our hearts. And you hear me saying, and fall on the fertile soil. We have to have the right motives. We have to have a clean heart. And that's what David told the Lord, creating me a clean heart, renewing me a right spirit. Huh? Whatever's in me, Lord, whatever's down in the recesses and the repository of my heart, that's your inner man, the spirit man, huh? Your spirit man. Whatever's in me that's not right, take it away, Lord. That circumcised, cut it away. Cut it away. I don't need it. If it's not serving you, if it's not going to help me fulfill your plan and purpose for my life, take it away, Lord. Don't let me have the wrong motives. Huh? Don't let me be doing it for selfish gain and self-aggrandizement. No. It's all about Jesus and him crucified and him risen. That's what it's all. This is the gospel. That word is down on the inside of us when we study it and meditate on it and get that relationship. And this is what Paul is telling them, that the word is down on the inside of you. He even goes so far as to say that it's in their mouths and in their hearts. Huh? It's in your mouth and in your hearts. But are you living it? Does it show up? Do we see Christ in you? You may be the only Christ a lot of folk ever see. So we are to be his representatives, his ambassadors, his disciples, his apostles, his prophets, his pastors, his teachers, huh? His evangelists, his laymen, believers. Just being a believer, you have power. But we are to represent Christ. They should see Christ when they see us. We can't be out there doing what the world do and then tearing the church doors down on Sunday morning. No, this is a lifestyle. This is who we should be in Christ. It's a lifestyle. How can this be? The answer is that when entering a town to preach, Paul immediately proceeded to the synagogue. Whether the Jews believed his message or not, when he left, they remained behind to discuss what Paul had taught. The very message of the gospel of Christ had been in their mouth and in their hearts. So they couldn't say that they didn't have the word. You have the word. It should be in your heart and it should be in your mouth. But they did not believe. They had the word, but they still didn't believe the word. And that's why I say, if we're gonna be followers of Jesus, if we're gonna receive him as our Lord and Savior, we must believe that he is first. We must believe that he is. We can't come asking for anything or pretending to be Christians if we don't even believe that he is. And that belief is the foundation of your faith. That's putting your trust, your belief, your faith in Jesus. Because if the word said it, if Jesus said it, this is his word. That settles it. We must stand on it. This is the solid rock. This is our foundation. Everything is built on this right here. The truth of righteousness was as close to them as it could possibly be. How much closer could it be? The Spirit of God down on the inside of you. You saying what he's saying. You believe in what he believes. The Spirit of God on the inside of you, because the word is Jesus. So if you got the word in you, you got Jesus in you. You got the Spirit of the living God on the inside of you. And when you speak, that's when you become made in his image and after his likeness. Because guess what? You're just like him. You're speaking. Huh? We little Jesus is running around. When you speak, but you got to believe it. It's got to get down on and transform you down on the inside. But they failed in their responsibility to receive that truth. They didn't receive it. It's like a precious gift. Salvation is a precious gift. This word is a precious gift. And you can't have salvation if you don't believe the word. You don't believe Jesus is. You got to believe that he is. So you got to, it's your responsibility to receive it. Choose you this day. Choose you this day. Whom will you serve? God or mammon? Who will you believe? Will you believe the report of the Lord or the report of the devil? Whose report will you believe? Who are you living for? Who are you spending time with? Where are you investing? Where is your treasure? Because where your treasure, that's where your heart is. This is what he's telling him in putting an end to the foolishness. Huh? He put an end to it. He said, well, what does the word say? That if thou confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, if you confess with your mouth, open your mouth and confess the words. Paul has just made reference that the gospel has been in the mouths of the Jews the whole time. Huh? You already know the word. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth going to speak. So what you put down on the inside of you, what you put down in your heart, in your spirit, man, when you feed this word feeds your spirit, man. We feed the flesh with physical food, natural food, but spiritual food is this word that feeds our spirit, man. Huh? That's how we can walk in the spirit. We can walk in the spirit. Now he builds on the thought. He explains that the confession, Jesus is Lord, refers to the Lordship which Jesus exercises as the exalted Christ. Salvation must entail faith in one who is Lord. So we put our faith in the one who is Lord. He is the Lord. Who are you putting your faith in, the devil, or are you putting your faith in the Lord? He is Lord. So there must be lordship. We must be under his lordship. We must receive his lordship. We must confess his lordship. Jesus is Lord to all that believe, that walk by faith. And that faith brings our righteousness, because we are made the righteousness of God in Christ when we walk by faith, when we receive it by faith. You can't earn it. It's a gift from God. Confession of the Lordship of Christ. Confession. With the mouth you confess, and shall believe in thine heart. There go the heart again. What you believe in, what's in your heart? Huh? What you feeding? What you feeding? What you feeding your inner man with? What are you feeding? What are you letting in through your eye gates and your ear gates? And what are you speaking out of your mouth gate? What are you receiving from other mouth gates? Believe in thine heart. You must believe. That's the key to salvation. You must believe. You must believe that he is. That he's who he say he is, that he did what he said he did. You must believe that he's already paid the price. The work is already finished. All you have to do is believe and receive him as your Lord and Savior by faith. That God hath raised him from the dead. If you confess the Lord Jesus Christ with your mouth, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Ain't no ifs, ands, buts about it. If you believe the finished work on the cross, huh? You confess Jesus. Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. And I believe it in my heart. I believe this word is the inspired word of God, written by men, inspired by the Holy Spirit, led by the Holy Spirit. I believe it in my heart. Every dot, every jot, every tittle, I believe it. I shall be saved. And I believe that Christ died on that cross for our sins. He was whipped and punished. The blood ran down. The blood and water ran from his side. He died for our sins. He paid a price for something he did not do. And he was raised. God raised him on the third day, just like he had told him that he would. He said, if you destroy this temple, yeah, I'll raise it up in 3 days. I'm going to raise it back up. So God raised God. God laid it down, and God picked it up. He laid his life down. No man take it. Jesus laid it down, and he picked it up because he's God. You shall be saved. If you believe that, you shall. There's no other way. There's no other. That's the gospel. That's the gospel right there. He came. He lived. He died. He was buried. And he was raised. That's the gospel. He did it, but he did it for us. And if you believe that, you can have salvation today. If you believe that. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. It's with the heart, with your heart, with the spirit man, that you have the faith to believe unto righteousness. That's the only way you're going to have righteousness, the righteousness of God, because our best ain't nothing but filthy rags. Ain't no other way you can have righteousness. Ain't no other way you can have righteousness except through the finished work of Jesus Christ. In Christ, we are made the righteousness of God. In Christ Jesus. It has to be in Christ. And it starts in our heart. The spirit man. You got to believe it. You got to have a clean heart. So you got to ask the Lord. If anything be in me, Lord, that's not like you, remove it. Burn it up with your all-consuming fire. I don't want to be carrying around all this junk that ain't going to profit me nothing. Ain't going to profit me nothing. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You got to open your mouth. Open your mouth. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Open your mouth. The same way you got to speak the word of God, do not speak negativity. Do not curse your own self. Because blessing and cursing can't come out the same mouth. It ain't going to work. So if you confess Jesus, confess he is Lord, and believe in your heart. Open your mouth. Say something. Say something. Everything God created, he created from speaking it. The only thing he took the time in and formed was man. So meditate on that. Be careful what you say out your mouth, because you're shaping your worlds with your mouth. And what you believe in your heart going to determine where you spend eternity. So until next time, we love you. We're praying for you. God bless you and keep you, and keep the faith. Amen. Amen. We pray that the word of truth has touched your heart and mind today. There may be someone under the sound of my voice that has not received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, you know the life I've lived. Forgive me for my sins. I believe you died for my sins and was raised up on the third day. Thank you for saving me. Heaven rejoices over one that comes to repentance and receive Jesus. We encourage you to find a Bible-based church where you can continue to grow in the Word of God. If you would like to sow into this ministry, you can do so by Cash App, and that's $TWOT Ministries. Again, that's $TWOT Ministries, or P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Again, that is P.O. Box 8573, Port St. Lucie, Florida 34985. Until next time, this is Pastor Richard and Lucy Pope. We love you, and we're praying for you. Amen. So I trust him at all
times. Baruch atah Adonai. Blessed are you, Adonai. This is Cynthia West with For Such a Time as This. Hallelujah, we win. See, for now I shall be seen, says Elohim. My long-awaited righteous right hand now moves in justice.